This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about us. Busy week for me. Busy week for the team. Got a lot going on. Good things happening. You know, the only thing that I really could complain about, and I'm just going to put it out there, the web traffic that we get, considering what we write about, is really pathetic. You know, we got to the point where we built it back up. We were doing 3 to 4 million a month. Now we struggle to get a million again. And I know part of it is me taking my eye off the ball. I go, you know, I have to produce a radio show. It takes me probably conservatively 7 to 8 hours to do the entire show. You guys only hear me for the three, but it takes a while. Then we've got video production. We've got a lot of administrative things that we're working on. We've got projects. We've got charities. Three charitable organizations. We just started the trust, and that's having to go. We're producing a movie. So I'm a little busy in the middle of a move and things like that. So I got a few things on my plate. And you know what you guys do? You write to me and you say, Kevin, God, what insightful stuff you have on your site. And I think, hey, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And then a number drops. Now, that being said, I don't blame you. I'm not saying I don't blame you. Like, you know, I don't blame you for leaving. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I don't blame you for doing what you do. You've got obligations. You've got things going on in your head. You're not sitting there going, waking up in the morning going, oh, let me set my alarm to go visit Kevin's page. But you could. You could get the RSS feed, and it'll automatically come into your inbox, and you could do that. Just give me a way to make it easier. It would help us. But I got to tell you, I don't feel so bad for me. If I don't write another story, I don't give a crap. Now, other than it's obviously getting the word out, it's like doing radio. If somebody said to me, Kevin, you've been kicked off the air. Outside of interacting with you guys and feeling like I have an obligation to move the story and our narrative forward, I wouldn't give a crap. People, you could threaten me with radio and I'd be like, so you're telling me you're going to give me back 7 to 8 hours of my day. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because I don't make enough money in radio to say grace over. In fact, I can tell you right now, we make no money in radio. I don't tell you that to brag about it. Because some people go, Kevin, look at you. You don't even make any money in radio. No, see, those are the morons. I know what I can do in radio. I know who I'm talking to in radio, who wants to pick up this show. What I'm telling you is, I don't care about that. I care about you, and I care about our message going forward. So if I have, other than that, I would abandon radio, I would abandon TV. If it weren't for the fact that those are the ways you could get the message out, I wouldn't do them. Families at risk, friends sometimes at risk, death threats, going on a tour, they threaten the entire tour. We're going to mess with all of y'all because I'm on the tour. So, look, trust me when I tell you, none of that, the only thing that matters is you. And if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be doing it. And it isn't because I don't love doing, you know, talking to you guys in this way, but I don't love radio. I didn't, like as a kid, go, boy, I'm going to one day be on the radio. It's going to be great. Or, oh, boy, one of these days I'm going to be on TV. I'll tell you what I was. I was that guy in corporate America sitting in the audience, having gone from one company to another company and watching the, quote, management team lead us down the primrose path. And I'd watch these guys on stage and go, they're no better at this than I am. They just got longevity. And I would say to myself, one of these days I'll be on that stage and I'll be the guy introducing people and giving out the awards and telling people the real deal about things. Because I noticed in corporate America, the same politics were being played there as they are being played in politics in general. Now, I wasn't political at the time. I mean, I didn't know it. But I knew I didn't want to be the guy sitting in the audience going, wow, I have so much more potential in me and they don't even see it. I don't know how many people I can tell you. I work at companies and they'd say, you know, that before I became an executive, but I work at a company and they'd say, you know, like, they didn't even know you. They recognized you, but they had no idea what your potential was. And then one time I ran into an old technician of mine when I was just out of college. His name is Olin. And he goes, he'd seen me on TV and stuff. I'd been going through Dallas, and he saw me somewhere at a grocery store. And he says, "Kevin," he goes, "is that you?" And I was like, "Hey." And I see him, and he goes, "God," he goes, "you know, you've just come so far." And he's gone, and I mean, this was 4 or 5 years ago. So you can imagine what he would think of me now. He's passed away. But he goes, "You know what we used to say when you came to work at Texas Instruments?" And I go, "Well, probably a lot of things, Olin." And he started chuckling. He goes, No. He goes, "Honestly," he says, "me and Walter was my supervisor. Olin was my tech." He goes, "Me and Walter used to say, this kid has so much potential. He's going to go far. Don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to go far." And he goes, "We used to say that all the time about you." And I was like, "Really? I'm very flattered by that." So anyway, I was that guy going, when am I going to realize that potential that I know exists within me? And look, I know a lot of you are out there. You're frustrated as well. You're like, you know what? There's more inside of me. I want you to join us. Figure out a way. I don't know what you can do, but be serious. I sat up in my media room late at night watching Fox and various other TV shows, just mad at what was going on in the world, and decided, you know what? It's time for us to change it. And I remember saying, I'm not going to be this one voice screaming at my television. I'm going to give voice to the people that are saying the same things I'm saying. And that's why we did this. So look, this is not a lecture for you. You do what you want. You're in charge of your time. You're in charge of your money. You're in charge of everything about you. I would never want to guilt you into doing anything. But I'm going to tell you the real situation that's going on with my team when it occurs. And you can act accordingly, but we need you promoting our radio stuff. We need you telling people about the show. We need you sending people to KJRadio.com. We need you sending people to theblacksphere.net. We need you sending people to TeaPartyCommunity.com. We need you sending people to BleedingBlueMovie.com and getting them to donate when they can and help us out. Look, I'm not a rich guy, but I will tell you this. I've invested my fortune, and some people would say part of others, in order to do what I do, and I have no regrets about it. Could I have been farther along, quote, in life? Absolutely. From a financial point of view, no question in my mind. But I don't have any regrets about that. In many ways, this has made me a better person, a better citizen of the United States, and I just feel better. I feel like my life has some sort of meaning, and I bet you there are many of you who feel the same. You aren't wasting your time listening to us, listening to people like me talk on the radio, listening to pundits on TV. You're in the fight, folks. It's fight for our lives, fight for the lives of your children.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at SecurityTaxAssociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Chuck Schumer in trouble. You know, Chuck Schumer from New York. And Donald Trump is always doing this. I can't do Schumer's voice. I wish I could. I was trying. I was working on it. Schumer. He's in trouble. T-R-B, was it? No, it's D-I-V-O-R-C. What's the song that's got trouble spelled out? T-R-O-U-B-L-E? There's a song that spells out trouble, isn't there? This isn't like in my head. There's a song that spells out trouble. You find out what it is. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. That spells trouble. Well, Chuck Schumer's in trouble. You want to know how I know? And by the way, folks, I love when we do these signs shows. These are signs. We got a couple today. A couple of signs that tell you you're right. People are getting it. Just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. Chuck Schumer. Another leftist relic who should have left politics years ago. I watched Chuck Schumer at some event. Did we talk about this? I watched Chuck Schumer at some event. And this dude is dancing, and oh my gosh, there should be a law, seriously, against old Jewish dudes dancing at a black event. This should be a law. They should pass universally, maybe even a constitutional amendment that says old Jewish Democrats, okay, Republicans too, cannot dance at black parties. Well, Republicans, see, I don't have to, you don't have to do that for Republicans because they don't even get invited to black parties. Yeah, well, if I had a few over, I'd let them go on dance. So let's just do leftists. Let's just do Democrat. Old Jewish dudes should not dance at black people's parties because it looks so bad. It's so patronizing. I mean, he's doing a white boy overbite. He's got, he had rhythm. I'll give him that. He did keep up with the beat. I know we talked about this because I remember saying that. He had rhythm. But anyway, he's in trouble. Him dancing at black folks' parties ain't going to save him. Mm-mm. And there are more people in trouble. Maxine Waters. I'll get to her in a minute. People defecting from the left. Fed up with them. Fed up with this, all these fake narratives. By the way, the Russian thing they polled it. What was number one? Number one was like, I'll give you top three, was probably something like security, the economy, jobs, things like that. No, it's 6%. The number of people who care about the Russian story, 6%. The Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, global climate bars got bigger numbers than the Russians. I'm just telling you, the Democrats should be ashamed of themselves for trying to make something out of nothing. And that's why Chuck Schumer, I'm telling you, he should be gone. And people, Democrats, I should say, because they don't qualify as people, finally may be realizing what conservatives have known for some time, and that is Schumer is toxic. Toxic. Tim Ryan used that word to describe the Democrats. He was speaking of Schumer. What a polarizing figure Schumer is. He epitomizes the partisan hack. One side. It doesn't matter what you say. Well, the Democrats are great, the Republicans are bad. Okay, I'll bite. See, because I'm going to tell you right now, I believe the Democrats are bad, but I don't always believe the Republicans are good. See, that's the difference. I don't believe the Republicans are automatic. In fact, I'm having more problems with the Republicans than I've had in my entire life. Right now, I want Paul Ryan, I want the leadership of the Republicans gone. I want it turned over to people who care about us. How do you feel? Mm-hmm. See, President Trump has made a couple of the same moves as Obama, and Schumer hammers Trump. Needless to say, Schumer was completely silent when Obama did whatever he may have done, or he hypocritically agreed with Obama. But he cannot find himself in any wiggle room to agree with Trump. And you know what cracks me up about these stupid Republicans? We need to reach across the aisle. The Democrats never reach across the aisle unless it's an advantage to them. Never will they do it. Anyway, there was a new poll released by Siena College. Shows Schumer's block-at-all-cost strategy has hurt his standings among New Yorkers. The poll got released. It found 37% of New Yorkers have an unfavorable opinion of Schumer. That's his worst rating in the category ever. And the poll rated Schumer's favorability at its lowest point ever as well. So he's at his lowest point in favorability, least number of people like him, and the most number of people dislike him. Now, here's what I want you to understand. As with all polls, this is the warning you must get. They are all heavily weighted towards leftists. Now, in the case of New York, that's okay, because they're all mostly leftists. But regardless, the news is always worse than you hear. If they tell you it's 37% in a poll like this, it's probably 39. I don't know what his approval is, because he's got 63 that he could have, but they say his approval numbers are the lowest they've ever been. Now, you guys have heard me talking about this. I said the obstructionist strategy will fail. Thinking they're going to mire Donald Trump down in Russia stuff is ridiculous. Donald Trump sees Russia as lint on his lapel. He flicks it off. But this tactic of of, you know, not letting Trump fulfill his obligation. For example, they won't let him make his picks, his cabinet picks. I mean, not just cabinet, but like judges and other department heads and things like this. And I talked about this on French TV. They have filibustered two-thirds of President Trump's pick to fill administration post, and then they have the nerve to argue and go, well, he hasn't filled all his post. Now, if that's not quintessential leftism, I don't know what is. They prevent you from doing something and then get after you. Well, look at you, you slacker. See, this as well as the Russia gambit are the reason that Schumer and the Democrats in general are in big T-R-O-U-B-L-E. That spells trouble today. I don't know if I think that's a song. If it isn't, it should be, because look at just how I sing it. As President Trump continues towards rock star status, folks, he's undoing all the nonsense of Obama. Leftists fight him for no reason. And his recent declaration, I'll get it out. Don't look at me crazy. His recent declaration that he would allow Obamacare to fail, see, that recharged Schumer's battery.
He's going to let it fail.
So they pretend that he wants Americans to die. But people know that's not what he was trying to say. He's saying, let it go. Let it burn. Let it burn. Yeah. So, look, that's just hyperbole. That's what the left does. But they are in big trouble. See, leftists are used to facing Republican pansies. They're not understanding how to lose, but the days are over. See, Trump is a winner. And like with his travel order, he's going to get his way, and they have to deal with it. And Schumer and many more are feeling the pressure.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
What's happening, baby?
Welcome back, everybody.
What's happening? What's happening, y'all? You looking beautiful over there, girl.
Oh, man. That reminds me. I mean, look, blaxploitation films, growing up in the 60s. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are beautiful. You really are. I won't talk to you like I'm your pimp, but y'all really are beautiful people. I'm glad you didn't run away from home like 15-year-olds getting off the bus, and then they're like, what's up, baby? How y'all doing? Started hollering at you. That's what you call it. I'm going to holler at you. Hey, speaking of holler, this may make you want to holler. San Francisco's got a racist policy. You know the old commercials, milk, it does a body good? Well, white milk, at least. But if you want to serve chocolate milk, it could trigger a liberal and offend them, because we're talking California. Californicate. If the schools don't have enough on their plates, things like education maybe, since schools can't seem to educate, they want to interfere with your children's dietary needs. Apparently, schools don't believe that parents do a good enough job with their children's diets. At least not with urban school districts. And I use my finger quotes when I say urban. Now, why do I do that? Because I'm really saying black kids. See, because for the most part, rich white kids eat well. But the poor kids seem to need more government intervention. You know, fatherless families. Inattentive families. I don't want to start sounding like Martin Luther King, but if I have to, I will. Often too stressed from working multiple jobs to care about fixing a proper meal. These kids often go to school hungry. Or so leftists presume. These kids need government intervention. They need the government to feed them. Now see, with government comes mandates. And schools have been purging. I don't know if you caught this, but this is sort of the Michelle Obama thing. But schools have been purging the sugary items from lunch menus. They've also begun removing vending machines from campuses across the country. These vending machines must be owned by Republicans. Although these steps have helped in keeping the sugary items from your children's, there is one lingering item that's now being addressed, and it is chocolate milk. Now, I want you to think about it a minute. White milk is okay. Chocolate milk, not okay. Oh, yeah, we're about to go there. So, San Francisco has decided to go after chocolate milk. they've officially banned chocolate milk, starting in elementary and middle schools this fall, and it will expand to high schools in the spring. Now, I want you to understand something. Men and women, are the only mammals who continue to drink milk after they've been weaned. Now, I know a lot of you know that. You've probably heard that said to you a few times. I remember when Jack LaLanne I heard him say that, and I was like, you know, that's true. And he never drank milk. And he stayed alive for a long time. Jack was like the picture of health. And he lived to be like 183 before he died. So, yeah, makes sense. But then I thought, well, Jack LaLanne's never had a delicious chocolate chip cookie to eat with that milk. Maybe. I mean, he's a fitness nut, right? Or, I don't know, maybe Jack LaLanne never had chocolate milk. You know, once you go black, it's kind of the same, right? Once you go chocolate. Because I will tell you, I will never forget when Nestle's powder was added to my white milk. And I was like, go, be gone, white man. I don't want you anymore. I only want my chocolicious milk. I put a little sugar in it, too. But I'm just saying, I wanted chocolate thereafter. And coffee. I would not be a coffee drinker if I could not mocha chocolate it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, why would San Francisco ban delicious chocolate milk? It's too sweet. Well, the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice, baby. A study on what the average... Yeah, look, people don't know this. They don't know stuff. And I get it. I understand. Look, sugar. It's not good. Supposedly, it's not good for you. I was at a convenience store the other day. Had to stop and get something to eat before I went in to do this TV hit on Fox. And I went to get some chicken. I was hungry, seriously hungry. Hadn't eaten all day. Stopped to get some chicken. And the lady says, something about sugar. She was having a conversation with another lady. And she said, shoot. And she was a skinny little thing, black lady. And she was like, shoot, my mama tell me all the time, girl, you better stay away from She said, I got a sweet tooth. And I told my mama, mind your business. She said, I'm a grown woman now. You've been telling me that since I was a kid. And that's what keeps us here in shape. And she was little and in shape. And she credits sugar. Do I know? I don't. Do the experts know? No. Do you know? No. I will tell you this. And I ain't going to lie. When I took sugar out of my diet, I felt like a gangster. I felt so good. I went on this crazy diet where I had to detox off sugar. It was worse than heroin. I was in bed for 5 days straight. I'm not lying to you. If I'm lying. You know what I'm saying? I was in bed for 5 days straight with the chills. And I hated everything and everybody around me. I was an ogre. But when I came out of detox from sugar, man, I felt like I could jump to the moon. So I get it. But still, I like my chocolate milk. I don't even drink. I used to eat cereal like crazy. I don't eat cereal. Let me tell you how much milk I drink. How much milk do you drink in a week? You're a milk drinker? You eat cereal still? What do you eat? What kind of cereal do you eat? Count Chocula? I used to love Count Chocula. I didn't get it very often. Maybe once in my life. But I like getting Count Chocula. Or what was it? Rice Krispies. It was brown. I loved it. You know why? Because it turned my milk chocolate. You know you like milk to drink it out of the bottle, out of the bowl when your cereal was all gone. Because that was the best milk. While you were eating your cereal, it was just okay. When you got to the bottom after you got all the little cereals out, what did you do? Yeah. If somebody had taken your bowl at the end of that, man, they'd have lost a hand, at least with me. Anyway, so they did a study. American Heart Association found that both flavored and plain milk provide a nutritional boost without adverse effects on weight in children and adolescents. Plain milk also has sugar. Experts note about 10 grams of sugar, lactose, in a school lunch carton of just regular milk. And of course, there's more. There's more sugar, you know, in chocolate milk. But they said officials tested the idea of taking this milk out of school over the past few years, and they found that in two There were no decrease in the number of milk cartons kids put on their trays. There was only a slight dip in the other three schools, I guess. Five schools. So they tested five. So everybody didn't freak out. It was a slight dip. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you give me a choice between white milk and chocolate milk, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to take that brown mocha beauty. It's just the truth. They said a study on what the average person knows about chocolate milk appeared in Food and Wine magazine, and the answers were appalling. So they had 1,000 adults, 18 and over, they were asked questions about the role milk plays in their daily lives. And the study found that 48% of respondents weren't sure where chocolate milk came from. 7% thought chocolate milk only comes from brown cows. I just delivered the facts. There was a poster, like a little thing in a newspaper, to all you hunters who kill animals for food, shame on you. You ought to go to the store and buy the meat that was made there where no animals were harmed. That was a true statement in a newspaper. Anyway, the survey that I was talking about was conducted by the Innovation Center of U.S. Dairy. It showed that Americans have consistently proven. Y'all always look at me. I make the mistakes. I speak. My mind goes faster than my lips. And my lips are quite beautiful and luscious and a little bigger than yours. So that's why it's a little tougher to get the words out, princess. Anyway, they were clueless as to where food comes from. They did a survey of this. People don't even know where their food comes from. Past studies found nearly 20% of people did not know that hamburger is made from beef. Ground beef. If you're still wondering where the National Dairy Council says chocolate milk comes from, it's a cow with added flavoring and sweeteners. Just kidding. There's some liberals listening. They'll take that. Did you know? I didn't even know that. That's wild. That's crazy, man. You know, who knew? Probably put it in their grains or something. You know, we got a lot to talk about. We got somebody that's mocking the DNC, and it happens to be a Democrat. Well, kind of.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, I've talked about this subject before. It has to do with Marvel Comics and all these. And, you know, I would venture to tell you the last 10 movies that I've seen, and I don't know what they are. And that's over a pretty big period of time. But they've had something to do with comic book people. So, Iron Man. And I hadn't seen Batman in a long time, so I don't know about that. But my son likes these movies, so we go see them. Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if that's a Marvel thing. But that's what I've seen. And I've laughed at the fact the Avengers or whatever, what are the ones that the guys that all got together, the League, Justice League, or whatever it is, I would say of the last 10 movies I've seen, 8 of them have been Marvel comic or some sort of comic book or, you know, related to something like that. And it just goes to show you that there's no ingenuity in Hollywood. There's been Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, different variations. How many Batmans are there? I don't know. 3 Iron Man, some spinoffs with Captain America, who's got the Puerto Rican's flag, which always cracked me up. But so, you know, that's what we're dealing with. Little ingenuity. And I did watch this, and I'm going to talk about this guy, because he was in a movie about a real-life race driver who won the Formula One. And I thought, and he was played by this guy's name is Chris Hemsworth or something like that. But here's what I know about this guy. He's the white dude that black chicks go, I love that boy. Black chicks love Chris Hemsworth. Good-looking guy. He plays Thor, for those of you who may know who he is. But he's a good-looking guy. I have a friend that's a Navy SEAL that looks just like him, except my buddy's bigger. But he's done, the unfortunate thing is my friend that's a Navy SEAL, he's one of the ones that I just don't, you know, associate with anymore. He's not a good guy, unfortunately. But Chris Hemsworth wants the next James Bond to be a woman. And I think the next James Bond is black. Thank you very much. No, it's not me. No, it's Idris Elba. That's his name. And I love the guy. The guy's a great actor. You've seen him in a lot of things. But anyway, it got me thinking about, remember we talked about the taking all these, like Superman was supposed to be gay now. And the Green Hornet, or one of these green characters, was Green Goblin or something, is supposed to be gay. And, you know, what Hollywood is doing and what leftists are doing is saying, we're going to make you succumb to the political correct nature of sexuality by just forcing it on you. We're going to take your heroes, like a Chris Jenner. I mean, not Chris Jenner, Bruce Jenner. And we're going to Caitlyn everybody in your life, whether you like it or not. And what got me was I started seeing all these advertisements for this movie coming out by, what was her name? Charlize Theron or something like that. Charlize Theron. You know, blondie girl. Not that overly good looking. She's doing a commercial for, like some perfume, and she's all walking in the desert and trying to look all sexy. Let me tell you something. I don't remember what commercial it was, but I saw these two girls they had, and they were models, and Charlize Theron, is that her name? If you put her in the desert with these two girls, she'd look like a cactus. These girls were stunning, but I think it's like J'adore or something, and she's walking, and they've got her, she's all golden and glistening, and I've always thought she's an average-looking girl. You know, not bad looking. I mean, you know, you would not be ashamed to take her around your buddies or home to mom and dad. But sex symbol? No. No. And so now, after she played, what was this, the movie where she was molested all the time, so she started killing guys. I forget the name of it. But she was in that movie, and they made her look horrible, and I'm guessing she wanted to, I'm going to show you my range by, you know, being ugly in a movie. Okay, fine. So she did it. Well, now, with the proliferation of all these movies by guys that are like, you know, Jack Reacher, what's his name? Reacher? For Tom Cruise. You've got Matt Damon, who kind of, I don't say he started it, but he's got the most popular series with the Bourne film. And now I'm going to tell you, I saw Jason Bourne. Pfft, waste of time. Stupid. Why? Does Matt Damon need the money? Come on. So he makes that. But the series, the Bourne series, was good. Even with Jeremy Renner doing the fourth one, it was still real, or the third one, it was really interesting, right? You sort of pieced together what they were trying to do. And then you got Ben Affleck. He's been looking for a character. He's been comic book characters, Batman to, you know, I don't know, a couple of other characters I don't even know. And then he just recently did The Accountant. And it was a box office bust. But I watched it on TV, and it's all right, you know, because it was free. I'm not paying a nickel to see Ben Affleck act. And then you got a couple of other guys. Denzel Washington did The Equalizer, which, by the way, great film. I support Denzel 1,000,000%. But you get what I'm saying. Everybody wants that iconic character. What's his name? Jason Statham. He's got the Mechanic or something like that. I think there's at least three of those movies out there. So now, Chris Hemsworth, who plays Thor, who's, you know, he's in the superhero series. So, you know, I got heroes out of that, so I don't need to explain it. But he's in the superhero series, Thor, so he's making movies. And because there was speculation about the future of James Bond when Daniel Craig played him in Spectre, and he said at the time, he said, I'd rather slash my wrist than play the Bond character again. And I was thinking, Daniel Craig, seriously, you need to shut up. He's the best Bond ever. And I know it's cheesy, but dude, it made his career. What was he doing? Cowboys and Aliens after that? Come on, dude. So he signed on for another James Bond film, which means Idris Elba's not going to be it right now. But I go back to Charlize Theron, who I'm seeing all these commercials for this bad behind chick, right? She's going to be the woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. And other girls have tried this. Women, I'm not, you know, whatever. So they've tried it. I forget the girl's name, Kate Beckinsale or something like that. She did the underworld version of something. And look, I'm not a movie buff. That's why I don't know these things by heart. And I wasn't going to research this because I don't really care. But I've been seeing the hype, and Charlize Theron is going, I don't see why there can't be a woman Bond, and then when they introduce her film, which isn't anything related to Bond, they just show her kicking butt and killing guys all over the place. She says in the trailer, I think that a woman would be a great 007. And the trailer references,
there's a 007 here. Meet your female 007.
But they can't call it Bond or whatever. I don't know what their issues are, but they can't do it. So it's funny to watch it to me because they're positioning her for that. So then Thor, Chris Hemsworth, he comes out and he says, she'd be a great Bond. Yeah. He says, she's smart as hell. She's physically able. You know, watching her in those fight scenes, doing it in high heels, by the way, in an 8-foot-long gown, in Snow White and the Huntsman, was even more impressive. I just think, why not? It's time. And let me tell you, this is what's going on here. Because I was looking at this going, why would Thor want to meddle in, I'm just going to say it, men's business? Leave it alone. If she wants to do a movie and try to make a woman bad butt, because who did it? Angelina Jolie did it in these films. I forget, Tomb Raider or something. And then, what's her name? I can see her face. She was Woody Allen's little protege for a long time. Dated Sean Penn. You know who I'm talking about. That little chick, she was in Iron Man 2, and 2 or 3, and she played his legal person, and she beat up on guys, and then she went off to do the other thing, right? The other stuff. I can see her face. I just can't remember her name. And she's not worth remembering her name because she's a total lefty. But everybody's trying to spin off these characters. So then she made a series of movies where she was a bad butt chick beating up on everybody, and they were box office bust. All of them. So now they got Thor, Chris Hemsworth, who, by the way, is, you know, I'm sure at some point he was voted the most sexy dude, because I'm telling you, every woman in the world loves this dude. You know, every guy wants to be him, every woman wants to be with him. He's that kind of dude. And he's now chiming in on Charlize Theron's film, and I'm going, this is a setup. Yeah, he says, and when he made the comment about, you know, yeah, she should be, you know, I think it's worth it, it's time. She says, wow, that's so insanely generous and nice. I don't even know what to do with that. That's really sweet. Yeah, because you wanted it. You made him say it. Yeah, come on, y'all. It's orchestrated. Don't try to fool me.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.